It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And now it's time for the Miles Brennan Rockachaw story. What? Quarterback Miles Brennan had an incredibly successful high school football career for his Catholic high in southern Mississippi. He piloted the mighty St. Stanislaus Rockachaws to a 34-8 record, two state championship game appearances prior to ending his high school football career in the fall of 2016. Yes, you heard me right. Brennan's high school football team is nicknamed the Rockachaws. Over 100 years ago, the school's father Macarius penned a poem about the football team and its very unique nickname. One of the stanzas goes like this. In this favored spot stands a college grand, famed for its athletes throughout the land. Its football squad is a husky bunch with brawn and brains, I have a hunch, and casting around for a name to present the qualities which to their enemies meant confusion, disaster, and horrid death jaws. They hit on the name of the Rockachaws. The name Rockachaw is Choctaw Indian for devil grass. For those of us who've lived our life in the South, we call them burrs. The overly abundant, prickly sand burrs of southern Mississippi easily adhere to your socks and can be both treacherous and painful to remove. Yes, those Rockachaws do not give up easily. And as we've reviewed the college football career of Miles Brennan, he has been the embodiment of a Rockachaw in college too. He stuck around for years and years and was very hard to remove. This week though, Miles Brennan has finally removed himself from the university where he had become quite attached. As he left high school, Miles Brennan set Mississippi records for passing yardage in a career, 15,138, and touchdown passes too at 166. One of the most sought-after high school quarterbacks in the nation, Brennan signed a scholarship to play college football just a few hours to the west in Baton Rouge at LSU. The 6'4", 210-pound quarterback with the golden locks had the look of success all over him as he entered the LSU program in 2017. The Tigers were entering their first season under their new head football coach, Ed Orgeron. Coach O had taken over as the interim football coach of the Tigers during the middle of the 2016 season after longtime head coach Les Miles was fired. LSU was now starting over. Freshman quarterback sensation Miles Brennan was ready to light it up on the football field for the Bengal Tigers. Coach Les Miles' quarterbacks had been programmed to be second banana to LSU's vaunted running game. Though LSU had signed plenty of talented quarterbacks during Les Miles' years, the team's offensive philosophy remained a throwback, Big Ten-styled, smash-mouth type of running team. With a tall, mobile gunslinger quarterback like young Miles Brennan now coming to Tigertown, LSU's passing game options for the new head coach, Ed Orgeron, were looking up entering the 2017 college football season. During Brennan's first year in Baton Rouge, he sat patiently and watched as senior quarterback Danny Etling, who's now a backup quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, led the LSU Tigers to a 9-4 record and a number 19 final ranking. Miles Brennan was able to get onto the field a few times, playing six games as a freshman. He completed 14 out of 24 passes that year for 184 yards and one touchdown. It was a positive start, but Brennan was itching to play more in his next year. As quarterback Danny Etling departed LSU, sophomore quarterback Miles Brennan was excited for his chance to lead the LSU Tigers. Unfortunately, the football team would welcome a transfer quarterback from Ohio State by the name of Joe Burrow into the humidity of Baton Rouge. Like Brennan, Joe Burrow had been a high school sensation himself in the state of Ohio. And after three seasons of riding the bench at Ohio State, Joe Burrow desperately wanted to have the chance to show his stuff. Coach Orgeron and LSU opened the door, and Joe Burrow grabbed the stage. In the 2018 season, Joe Burrow, with 2 years of eligibility left, quickly took over the quarterback position at LSU and led the Tigers to a 10-3 season record and a number 6 final ranking. Meanwhile, Miles Brennan was relegated to sideline clipboard duty once again. He played in just one game against Rice that year, going 4 out of 6 for 65 yards in mop-up duty. But Brennan was given a red shirt for this year, and it gave him an additional 1 year of football eligibility. So 2 years into his LSU football career, Miles Brennan was now stuck on the bench behind a quarterback who would eventually set a number of records in the next season. Brennan loved LSU, though, and his football teammates, too, and he came back for a third year in 2019. In that season, Miles Brennan, still the backup quarterback, was part of LSU's greatest football team ever. The 15-0 Tigers won the national championship, led by their starting quarterback, Joe Burrow. And Burrow would become the number one overall pick of the Cincinnati Bengals the next season and played in a Super Bowl this last February, too. For his part, Miles Brennan played in 10 games for LSU during 2019. It was mostly fourth quarter action, as he completed 24 out of 40 passes for 353 yards and a touchdown. However, Miles Brennan earned a national championship ring as part of that incredible LSU football team. So entering his fourth season in Baton Rouge, Miles Brennan was poised to grab the reins and lead the Tigers in 2020. Unfortunately, the 2020 LSU Tigers had become a shadow of their national championship football team after losing 14 starters to the NFL. Miles Brennan finally earned the starting quarterback job in his fourth year in Baton Rouge. Sadly, LSU's best wide receiver, Ja'Marr Chase, he decided to sit out the entire season to avoid injuries as he focused on becoming a future NFL draft selection. And speaking of rock-a-chaw moments, you might remember that the 2020 college football season was played during the COVID-19 restrictions. And while LSU's rabid fan base was coming off a stellar national championship season, that pandemic forced the 102,000-seat Tiger Stadium to become a safe space limited to just 21,000 mask-wearing fans. As Miles Brennan took to the field for his home opener against Mississippi State, just 20% of the big stadium was filled. Miles Brennan's home opener would feature another record performance, but this time it was by Mississippi State's quarterback, KJ Costello. He torched the LSU Swiss cheese defense for an SEC record 623 yards and 5 touchdowns as the Bulldogs surprised LSU 44-34 on national television. For his part, Miles Brennan passed for 345 yards, 3 touchdowns, but he also had 2 interceptions in the loss. Then during LSU's third game of the 2020 pandemic season, Brennan passed for 430 yards and 4 touchdowns, but the Louisiana Tigers fell to the Missouri Tigers 45-41. And Miles Brennan would suffer an abdominal injury at some point during that game. That injury would keep him sidelined for the remainder of the abbreviated 10-game season. LSU finished that year with a disappointing 5-5 record. As Miles Brennan's fifth year at LSU rolled around in 2021, his bad luck continued. Just a few weeks before the all-important fall practices began, Brennan suffered a freak fishing accident where he fell and broke his left non-throwing arm after tripping on a fishing dock. His father, Owen Brennan, told a New Orleans radio station, quote, "He could have been anywhere, anytime, and this accident could have happened. It was just an absolutely freaky accident. He was not doing anything that he was not supposed to be doing." Miles Brennan would be granted a medical red shirt for 2021 and allowed a rare sixth season of college football eligibility this year in 2022. Last November, Coach Ed Orgeron said that Miles Brennan was going to be entering the transfer portal and leaving LSU. By that time, he'd already secured his undergraduate degree from LSU in sport administration. After the 2021 season ended, though, Ed Orgeron was fired, and Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly was hired to lead the Tigers. After visiting with Coach Kelly, Miles Brennan decided he wanted to stick around and give it one last try at LSU this fall in 2022. The new LSU football coach also went out and signed highly prized Louisiana high school football recruit Walker Howard. And he also encouraged a veteran starting quarterback from Arizona State by the name of Jalen Daniel to join the Tigers too. So the quarterback room at LSU was becoming quite crowded this spring and summer. Though the old guy, Miles Brennan, had literally seen it all in LSU in 5 years at the school, he desperately wanted that one last chance to become the team's starting quarterback this fall. As LSU's 2022 season looms, it became clear to Miles Brennan that he was heading for yet another year as the most experienced clipboard holder in all of college football. This Monday, Brennan decided to take his football and head home again for good. Quote, "I'm forever grateful for every opportunity I've been given, every obstacle I've overcome, and every second I've been a Tiger. However, after 5 seasons, it's time for me to start a new chapter in my life. I'm announcing today that I'll be stepping away from football. I am thankful for where this journey has taken me so far, and I'm looking forward to where it takes me next. Miles Brennan's football career at LSU was definitely full of rockachaws. He persevered through some early bad timing and then some untimely injuries, as he's now become a what-if college football legend in Baton Rouge. But don't feel sorry for Miles Brennan. The talented high school football star has now earned a college degree, a national championship ring, and made hundreds of lifelong friends in more than 5 years at LSU. Seems to me like he's just getting started. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.